Gotcha. You also mentioned globalization, and I do want to ask you about China as well, because you have extensive experience in terms of business interests in China. The Biden administration has continued to take somewhat of a hard line toward China. So how should business leaders be thinking about their relationships there, both with corporations that are based there as well as the Chinese regulators and authorities?
Yeah, look, to a certain extent, we always have to follow the lead of the government. And the relationship with China is more complicated and negative today than at any time, certainly in my business career. But it's going to be the biggest market or the second biggest market in almost everything that's important. If you want to solve some of the biggest problems like climate change, China has to be our partner. Can you imagine the two biggest economies in the world not having some kind of economic relationship? So, look, I advise business leaders not to pull back right now. In fact, if anything, if I were back in the seat of running a big public company or a multinational company, I'd be investing more in China now, not less, just because, you know, electric vehicles, clean tech, AI, I could go down the list. Many of the futures of the industries we care a lot about are going to be determined both in the U.S., but also in China. And the Chinese influence in Europe and Africa and Latin America is not going to go away. So my belief is for engagement. I think it's important. I know it's really hard right now and very controversial, but I wouldn't pull back. I'd keep focused on building the right kind of Chinese context inside your company.